My name is Adrian Cock. I was asked some years ago if by some nurses at the LGH if I would be interested to run a support group for people with bowel cancer, colitis or Crohn's disease. And as I had plenty of time, because I had bowel cancer myself and I'm restricted to go to work, I thought it might give me an opportunity to give something back. So I took it on in Launceston and was quite amazed when I had over 30 people turn up. The Northwest Coast then had heard that I was running a group, so had requested for me to come up there, which I had at Ulverston. Very similar, over 30 people there, and that's 2014, the beginning of 2014, and this is my sixth year. And last year, the Northerners said, well, why don't you go down to Hobart and give it a try down there? So I did. It's been very slow, but due to your help with the radio interview last year, we've got to around 12 people. So, and I just feel that it needs a little bit more air because of the fact that the 6-2 area, which is the old telephone area, that has in fact approximately 700 people, and I've only got a very small portion of that. So there's a lot of people out there that are probably in need of some help.
Why do you think, Adrian, so many people are perhaps a little backwards in coming forwards to get that support that a group situation offers?
The groups before, I'm not quite sure how they ran, but there were a few issues with some of the areas. But at the groups that I run now, I only coordinate these groups. There's no president, secretary or treasurer. Nobody is obligated to pay any money whatsoever when they come. We have morning tea supplied in all these areas, and they're all paid for by the companies that come. They are extremely good, these companies. A lot of people, I find, a little bit nervous to come, but they're a little bit embarrassed to come along because they have certain issues that are reoccurring constantly. They're a bit shy to leave the house. They're, you know, very reluctant to even go shopping down the road. But it's small issues that can be fixed up if they come along and talk to other people, and that's where a lot of people win out. The interaction of other people in the group who have had similar problems end up helping these people, and it's an easy solution. And I highly recommend people, if you're listening in the South, please come, because you will learn quite a bit. And if it's not from myself, it'll be from a stoma nurse that comes, or the company reps that come, because they are very skilled.
Because we're talking about a meeting, if you like, or a get-together on June the 12th out at the Glenorchy RSL?
That's right. Every long weekend of every year in June, it's called Stoma Awareness Week. It's an education and support program. That's what is held all over Australia. Because every state and territory have their own ostomates group, that's what they're called. And the Southern Ostomates group will be holding their support group and education day on, like you said, on the 12th of June at the Glenorchy RSL, commencing at 10 o'clock and going until 12 o'clock.
And I guess, Adrian, you mentioned that there will be nurses and I think products on hand that can make the journey easier. But I guess, aside from anything else, it's being able to meet people and talk to people about the issues that you've faced and how they, in turn, have overcome them.
Absolutely. I find a lot of times, Paul, that people come. Yes, they do sit down and talk to other people about the issues that they've had, and they're very easily fixed at times. They end up going to the reps, and the reps will give them products to help them. People that come along and see other people that have had issues too, they may come along to the group and may not get any help, but they come back to the group because they've seen somebody who is far worse off than them, but managed to come along to the group just for the camaraderie and to meet people. And that makes them think twice about their personal self, because a lot of people really think they're bad off, but believe you me, there are people far, far worse off than what even I am. And that's what they see too. Yes, they may get the help, they may not, but they do see people come along and they're a lot, lot worse than off. And that's what I emphasise to a lot of the people. Yes, when you come along to the group, we're lucky, we're fortunate, we can come. But there is a lot of people out there that really need help, and that's one thing that I've always emphasised to people.
And you mentioned a minute ago, I think, Adrian, about having four guest speakers. Who are the speakers and what are their topics?
The first guest speaker is a young lad who, in Hobart, is a member, who was an athlete, had difficulty. He just didn't get himself back on track, and after having a good talk with myself, being an athlete myself many years ago, in my younger day, I encouraged him to just re-look at himself and give this marathon running a go again, rather than sit back and then stop. And it was just over a few products that he needed to use to help him with his running, and it was just lack of confidence too. And then I got the message from him just down the track to say that he just did the Melbourne Marathon, so he's doing extremely well. So he'll be talking on his journey and the difficulty that he faced. The three other company reps are going to be the guest speakers, and I've asked them all to speak on various topics that are constantly coming up within the groups. And one in particular is hernias, how to prevent them, why they occur, and also another a topic that a lot of people would like to know more about is travelling. When you travel, what you need to do and where you need to go if there's an issue when you go overseas.
And Adrian, for people that might recently have been diagnosed with bowel cancer and are thinking, okay, I hadn't even thought about the idea of travelling sort of post this experience, there will, of course, I'm sure, be an opportunity for them to ask any other questions that they might be concerned about or want to find out more about.
Absolutely. I have, coming to the meeting in Hobart, Heather Noyer. Heather is the Stonewall nurse at the Calvary Hospital. Very hard to get, so I'm very privileged to finally get this woman to come along. But she'll be there to answer any of the questions, rather, because of the fact that she's very experienced, and so I'm more than pleased that she's coming along.
It's also really important to stay engaged with people, which is part of what I guess a support group encourages for people to get out and actually be proactive in looking after themselves.
Yes, that's exactly right. Look, there's a lot of people out there who can come up to these meetings, to support meetings, who have had no connection with bowel cancer whatsoever, and they're more than willing to come along, because I find people sometimes who they lose a spouse through cancer, and they're extremely lonely. I have six in the northern group who spouses have passed away in the last 4 or 5 years, but they've come and joined the group just for that connection and the camaraderie too. And we just have a good laugh. And there are some fantastic people on these groups. I've met some wonderful people around the state.
And Adrian, just for people who maybe didn't have a pen or missed exactly where and when the session is happening, I might just get you to give those details again, if that's okay.
Yes, certainly, certainly. So it's Wednesday the 12th of June, and it will be at the RSL Glenorchy on Main Road Glenorchy, and it's an education and support program. It is from 10 to 12, and we need to be there longer than 12 because people are asking questions and we're not going to be pushed out of there, and then we're more than free to go a little bit longer if we wish. Morning tea will be supplied, and there's never a charge for anybody. A lot of people come up to me and give me $20, but there is absolutely no charge. I want the person who really can't afford to come along to be there because it's not going to be of any cost to them. It's the Hobart group, Paul, that I really need to expand on. A lot of people don't realise either that these company reps come from Victoria. None of them are from Tasmania. So we need to support them too. My contact number, if people want to contact me, if they want to say they're going to come along, because I need to have an approximate amount of how many people are coming for morning tea, my number is 0498 196 059.
And if people missed any of those details, we're here in the studio now, so give us a call and I'm happy to pass those on. Adrian, it's a marvellous job you're doing, bringing people together and informing them, giving them such vital information. Long may you keep it up, and thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much, Paul, and I'd like to keep it up as long as I possibly can, with your help.
Thanks, Adrian. All the best.
Thanks very much, Paul.